Moses 75b1. This is critical information that I think. I'm going to tell you a little story. First of all, I'm going to tell you what the core of this is. It's about putting your attention, your focus on Jesus, on God, not on the enemy. Here's a little story. I was looking for God, very seriously seeking Him, and I got involved in a lot of churches that were out always trying to cast out demons, or at least that's where I was. I was kind of had a fighter, maybe even a paranoid attitude, which made me a fighter. I was always ready to attack or be attacked or defend myself. So when I started seeking God, and I saw I was somehow with this, fell into these people, and they were into laying hands, always kept trying to cast out demons. That was, and I kind of got it. I mean, they'd lay their hands on people, and 20 people get up in front of the room, and then everybody'd fall to the floor. And then later I realized it was kind of expected. It wasn't real being slain in the spirit, because I've had that experience, and that's real. But this is just for me. This is not for anybody else. I'm not saying anything against those people. I think that they're doing good. It's just not my, it's not what God called me to do. So, but I was kind of leaning in that direction, and I was kind of actually, you know, getting ready to, you know, be one of those guys who cast you out in the name of, you know, kind of scream and yell and apply the blood of Jesus and, you know, have people shaking and everything. And it, even though it wasn't my, didn't feel natural, it didn't feel right to me, I was headed in that direction. And then I had an experience where, I've had experiences where God had a creative way of speaking to me, in dreams sometimes, and words. This was very clearly a communication from God. And what He told me, and the reason I'm telling you this, this was the biggest freedom I had ever, because that was kind of like a troubling way to go around life, in my estimation. And Jesus told me, He goes, take all that attention, every bit of it that you're putting on fighting and casting out demons, and put it on Me instead, and I'll fight your battles for you. And I got it. And I just said, oh. So instead of putting all this attention on fighting demons, I just take all that attention and put it directly on the Lord. And it just takes care of everything. He fights the battles for me. Now, I'm using this and applying this blood of Jesus because it does work. You know, the way I was taught and the way I just do, I say, let's say a bad situation. Say there's a corrupt politician trying to gain control and destroy the churches or get freedom or steal money or enslave people, whatever they do. I can apply the blood of Jesus to that person. I apply the blood of Jesus to person A, and Holy Spirit, help me to cast out anything not of You, and I just want all that's left is You, Your attention on there, Your focus on there, Your being on there. Just like I cast out anything not of You, but not with my own casting out, but with the Holy Spirit's help. So I apply the blood of Jesus to this situation. I ask with Your help to cast out anything not of You, and I ask You to fill and reign and dwell and occupy in that space, that it's Yours. And all that attention that I have goes to that end product of God being in control, of God's reality. And we'll talk later about some of the experiences, some of the out-of-body experiences, some of the truly being slain in the spirit experiences, some of the profound touches of God that were so beyond this place. You know, to think that there's one little heaven that God's got. He's a creator. He's created probably 1,000 heavens. But He wants to create heaven on earth. So let's help Him. And let's use this blood wisely. And if that's your game to go out and do that, that's fine. That's perfect. Maybe that's your calling. You know, He has different, like the Army, they've got, you know, special forces, and they got people undercover. I'm more of the undercover person. So what my goal is to put all my attention, all my focus, all my being on the reality of Jesus, on the reality of the Holy Spirit, on the reality of the Father. Real experience. And this is one thing that I know is not good, is getting into religiosity where you're chasing your images of God. You've got these images, and they're not the real focus on God. They're the image, your thoughts about it. God, there was a prophecy once where God says, thou shalt have no gods before me, including your best image of me. So, and there, that couples with that scripture, be still and know I am God. The being still is the premise, but the real goal is knowing God. Be still and know God, not your image of knowing God, not your religiosity game of knowing God, not your ritual of knowing God. Let all that go and know God. So with the blood of Jesus, that's the core. When you pick out this person who's our game or situation, you apply the blood of Jesus to that group that's out there destroying, trying to enslave people, to every part of it, every parcel of it, apply the blood of Jesus to it, and then ask you, Holy Spirit, to really cast away anything not of you, and for you, Holy Spirit, to fill and reign and dwell and occupy and all that. So when you get that and it's real, not a bunch of words, you're on the right path. And so then you can be a drone pilot, do your work, and go out and have a coffee. But I wouldn't go to Starbucks. It's a whole lot cheaper and a whole lot better to go to, say, Dunkin' Donuts. With that, God bless you, and may God bring you the reality of Him, and you seek that with your all, and may you find it. Amen.